Section 1. Introduction. There is a federal requirement that each state have minimum standards for the licensing of commercial drivers. This manual provides driver license testing information for drivers who wish to have a commercial driver license, CDL. This manual does not provide information on all the federal and state requirements needed before you can drive a commercial motor vehicle, CMV. You may have to contact your state driver licensing authority for additional information. You must have a CDL to operate. Any single vehicle with a gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, of 26,001 pounds or more. A combination vehicle with a gross combination weight rating, GCWR, of 26,001 or more pounds, provided the GVWR of the vehicle being towed is in excess of 10,000 pounds. A vehicle designed to transport 16 or more passengers, including the driver. Any size vehicle which requires hazardous material placards or is carrying material listed as a select agent or toxin in 42 CFR Part 73. Federal regulations through the Department of Homeland Security require a background check and fingerprinting for the hazardous materials endorsement. Contact your local Department of Driver Licensing for more information. Your state may have additional definitions of CMVs. To get a CDL, you must pass knowledge and skills tests. This manual will help you pass the tests, however, it is not a substitute for a truck driver training class or program. Formal training is the most reliable way to learn the many special skills required for safely driving a large commercial vehicle and becoming a professional driver in the trucking industry. 1.1 Commercial Driver License Tests. 1.1.1 Knowledge Tests. You will have to take one or more knowledge tests, depending on what class of license and what endorsements you need. The CDL knowledge tests include the general knowledge test, taken by all applicants. The passenger transport test, taken by all bus driver applicants. The air brakes test, which you must take if your vehicle has air brakes, including air over hydraulic brakes. The combination vehicles test, which is required if you want to drive combination vehicles. The hazardous materials test is required if you want to haul hazardous materials as defined in 49 CFR 383.5. In order to obtain this endorsement, you are also required to pass a Transportation Security Administration, TSA, background check. The tanker test, required if you want to haul a liquid or liquid gas in a permanently mounted cargo tank rated at 119 gallons or more or a portable tank rated at 1,000 gallons or more. The doubles, triples test, required if you want to pull double or triple trailers. The school bus test, required if you want to drive a school bus. 1.1.2 Skills Tests. If you pass the required knowledge test, you can take the CDL skills tests. There are three types of general skills that will be tested: pre-trip inspection, basic vehicle control, and on-road driving. You must take these tests in the type of vehicle for which you wish to be licensed. Pre-trip vehicle inspection. You will be tested to see if you know whether your vehicle is safe to drive. You will be asked to do a pre-trip inspection of your vehicle and explain to the examiner what you would inspect and why. Basic vehicle control. You will be tested on your skill to control the vehicle. You will be asked to move your vehicle forward, backward, and turn it within a defined area. These areas may be marked with traffic lanes, cones, barriers, or something similar. The examiner will tell you how each control test is to be done. On-road test. You will be tested on your skill to safely drive your vehicle in a variety of traffic situations. The situations may include left and right turns, intersections, railroad crossings, curves, up and down grades, single or multi-lane roads, streets, or highways. The examiner will tell you where to drive. 1.2 Driver Disqualifications. 1.2.1 General. You may not drive a commercial motor vehicle if you are disqualified for any reason. 1.2.2 Alcohol, leaving the scene of an accident, and commission of a felony. It is illegal to operate a CMV if your blood alcohol concentration, BAC, is 0.04% or more. If you operate a CMV, you shall be deemed to have given your consent to alcohol testing. You will lose your CDL for at least 1 year for a first offense for driving a CMV if your blood alcohol concentration is 0.04% or higher. Driving a CMV under the influence of alcohol. Refusing to undergo blood alcohol testing. Driving a CMV while under the influence of a controlled substance. Leaving the scene of an accident involving a CMV. Committing a felony involving the use of a CMV. You will lose your CDL for at least 3 years if the offense occurs while you are operating a CMV that is placarded for hazardous materials. You will lose your CDL for life for a second offense. You will lose your CDL for life if you use a CMV to commit a felony involving controlled substances. You will be put out of service for 24 hours if you have any detectable amount of alcohol under 0.04%. 1.2.3 Serious traffic violations. Serious traffic violations are excessive speeding, 15 miles per hour or more above the posted limit, reckless driving, improper or erratic lane changes, following a vehicle too closely, and traffic offenses committed in a CMV in connection with fatal traffic accidents. You will lose your CDL for at least 60 days if you have committed 2 serious traffic violations within a 3-year period involving a CMV. For at least 120 days for 3 serious traffic violations within a 3-year period involving a CMV. 1.2.4 Violation of out-of-service orders. You will lose your CDL for at least 90 days if you have committed your first violation of an out-of-service order. For at least 1 year if you have committed 2 violations of an out-of-service order in a 10-year period. For at least 3 years if you have committed 3 or more violations of an out-of-service order in a 10-year period. 1.2.5 Railroad Highway Grade Crossing Violations. You will lose your CDL for at least 60 days for your first violation. For at least 120 days for your second violation within a 3-year period. For at least 1 year for your third violation within a 3-year period. These violations include violation of a federal, state or local law or regulation pertaining to one of the following 6 offenses at a railroad highway grade crossing. For drivers who are not required to always stop, failing to stop before reaching the crossing if the tracks are not clear. For drivers who are not required to always stop, failing to slow down and check that the tracks are clear of an approaching train. For drivers who are always required to stop, failing to stop before driving onto the crossing. For all drivers failing to have sufficient space to drive completely through the crossing without stopping. For all drivers failing to obey a traffic control device or the directions of an enforcement official at the crossing. For all drivers failing to negotiate a crossing because of insufficient undercarriage clearance. 1.2.6 Hazardous Materials Endorsement Background Check and Disqualifications. If you require a hazardous materials endorsement, you will be required to submit your fingerprints and be subject to a background check. You will be denied or you will lose your hazardous materials endorsement if you are not a lawful permanent resident of the United States. Renounce your United States citizenship. Are wanted or under indictment for certain felonies. Have a conviction in military or civilian court for certain felonies. Have been adjudicated as a mental defective or committed to a mental institution. Are considered to pose a security threat as determined by the Transportation Security Administration. The background check procedures vary from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. Your licensing agency will provide you with all the information you need to complete the required TSA background check procedures. 1.2.7 Traffic violations in your personal vehicle. The Motor Carrier Safety Improvement Act, MCSIA, of 1999 requires a CDL holder to be disqualified from operating a commercial motor vehicle if the CDL holder has been convicted of certain types of moving violations in their personal vehicle. If your privilege to operate your personal vehicle is revoked, canceled, or suspended due to violations of traffic control laws, other than parking violations, you will also lose your CDL driving privileges. If your privilege to operate your personal vehicle is revoked, canceled, or suspended due to alcohol, controlled substance or felony violations, you will lose your CDL for 1 year. If you are convicted of a second violation in your personal vehicle or CMV, you will lose your CDL for life. If your license to operate your personal vehicle is revoked, cancelled, or suspended, you may not obtain a hardship license to operate a CMV. 1.3 Other CDL Rules. There are other federal and state rules that affect drivers operating CMVs in all states. Among them are: you cannot have more than one license. If you break this rule, a court may fine you up to $5,000 or put you in jail and keep your home state license and return any others. You must notify your employer within 30 days of conviction for any traffic violations, except parking. This is true no matter what type of vehicle you were driving. You must notify your motor vehicle licensing agency within 30 days if you are convicted in any other jurisdiction of any traffic violation, except parking. This is true no matter what type of vehicle you were driving. You must notify your employer within 2 business days if your license is suspended, revoked, or canceled, or if you are disqualified from driving. You must give your employer information on all driving jobs you have held for the past 10 years. You must do this when you apply for a commercial driving job. No one can drive a commercial motor vehicle without a CDL. A court may fine you up to $5,000 or put you in jail for breaking this rule. If you have a hazardous materials endorsement, you must notify and surrender your hazardous materials endorsement to the state that issued your CDL within 24 hours of any conviction or indictment in any jurisdiction, civilian or military, for, are found not guilty by reason of insanity of a disqualifying crime listed in 49 CFR 1572.103, who is adjudicated as lacking mental capacity or have been involuntarily committed to a mental institution as specified in 49 CFR 1572.109, or who renounces his or her U.S. citizenship. Your employer may not let you drive a commercial motor vehicle if you have more than one license or if your CDL is suspended or revoked. A court may fine the employer up to $5,000 or put him, her in jail for breaking this rule. All states are connected to one computerized system to share information about CDL drivers. The states will check on drivers' accident records to be sure that drivers do not have more than one CDL. Your state may have additional rules that you must also obey.